This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com. You're listening to Ink Radio.
Welcome back to a very special edition of Ink Radio, the first one of 2016. This month's issue of Ink Magazine, Company of the Year. It's on newsstands everywhere. Pick it up. Also, ink.com. And Bob Proctor is our special guest for the whole hour today. He has a seminar going on in Los Angeles, Science of Getting Rich seminar. And I think I left a day off of there, Bob. Los Angeles, January 15, 16, and 17. Check it out at scienceofgettingrichseminar.com. You know, to me, this is all just beautiful. I'm learning so much, and I appreciate so much of what you're saying here today. It is now time to learn a little bit more about this 6 minutes each day that we can do, the 6 minutes to success. And if, Bob, you could just expand upon that a little bit, hopefully we can all try this and find success on our own. 6 minutes to success. Talk about it, Bob.
Well, 6 minutes to success, I really believe if we start the day off right, you know, it generally goes pretty good. And I come up with an idea. I didn't come up. Somebody else came up with the idea and gave it to me, so I decided to act on it, where I make a series of videos. And every morning we send you a video. And the video contains an idea. And the idea then is designed to provoke you to think. And so you sit down for a few minutes and you think about it, what you're going to do with your day, and you take this idea and apply it to your day. It's a powerful concept. Videos, I think, have a little more impact than the written word because you're getting involved in different levels. And so we found it's very effective. We started it a few years ago. It's gone worldwide. And I think it's an effective way to keep your mind on the right track so you can live the life that you choose to live.
So really, it's kind of the new age of life coaching, you might say.
Yeah, you could say that. And it's along that line. Sure it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I really believe that if you sit down and have a serious truth session with yourself, or if I do, or you with me and me with you, every one of us come up with the fact that there's been someone that's had a real influence on our life. And where we call it coaching today, it might not have been called coaching 10 years, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, but everybody that does well has had someone influence them, put them on the right track. And if they did a real good job, you usually stay on that track and you keep getting better. And I believe coaching, mentoring is extremely important. I've had a half a dozen phenomenal coaches. The first coach I had or mentor I had, I was 26 when he came into my life, changed my life like night and day. And he taught me something that I think anybody can learn from. He said, listen, my way's working, yours is not. And it wasn't. Clearly, it wasn't. I mean, he got me to look at my results. I was unhappy, sick, and broke. He was happy, healthy, and wealthy. He said, if you do exactly what I tell you, you can have anything you want. Well, you know, I thought, I'll give it a whirl. I don't know why I did, but I did. Well, my whole life changed. And I sat down and I thought about it, and I have formed the habit now of going to people that get results that I want to get. I ask for direction, and then I do exactly what they tell me until I find out they're lying or they don't know what they're talking about. Now, I've been fortunate in picking 6 or 7 people throughout my life, and they've helped me earn millions of dollars. I'm 81. I've got more energy than most people, 21.
Wow.
I'm flying all over the world. I have wonderful friends. I have a very successful business. So I found that this is a track that works, and it's one anybody can follow. Find someone that's getting the results you want to get, go ask them for direction, and then do exactly what they tell you, mm-hmm. which isn't always the easiest thing to do. But if you do it, there's great dividends.
Mm. So in our lives, we have that one person that had that first initial awakening impact on us. Was that first person the man you just talked about there?
No, the first person I thought was Ray Stanford,
mm-hmm.
and then he introduced me to the book Think and Grow Rich to Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. Napoleon Hill introduced me to Earl Nightingale, and I could go on. But I did exactly what Ray told me, and it was the first time in my life I'd ever taken direction from anyone.
Tell me about your parents.
Well, my father was an absentee father. I never really knew him. It was like Uncle Daddy if I did see him, and I very rarely ever saw him. My mother was a very good woman, and I think she instilled a good work ethic in me. But like most mothers, we don't listen to the advice our mothers give us. So I never really did much until I was 26. And it's not because she didn't try. She certainly did. But I wouldn't listen, you know. Mm-hmm. But she was an excellent person, really a good woman.
What was your first job?
My first job was delivering groceries in a wagon, pulling the wagon up a hill. It was not easy work.
My first job was a flower delivery boy. It lasted one day, and all I wanted to do was drive. I was 16 years old, and when they had me deliver flowers to a funeral, there was a casket up on the stage, and they said, take this big thing of flowers and put it up on that casket, and there was a spotlight. The whole church was dark except the spotlight on the casket. So I went up there, and I laid it down and looked down, and sadly, there was a dead woman in the casket. Scared the hell out of me. I ran all the way home, left the truck sitting there idling. My parents got a phone call. Where's your kid? Where's our truck? And I just was like in my room under my covers. I was like, there was the first dead person I ever saw. So, oh, my gosh, that first job had such an impact on me. I don't even know what to tell you. Let me take another break here. We're coming back. Bob, you're so much fun. The Art of Living is the brand new book. Just came out December 29th from Bob Proctor. You can find all of this at bobproctor.com. Also, don't forget, he has got a seminar coming up in Los Angeles, Science of Getting Rich Seminar, on January 15th and 16th. And we are proud to have him as our first guest of 2016. We'll be right back. It's Inc. Radio. To get your money.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.